Positive Chats podcast on. It is Chris. Hola, good morning to you. It is 9:37 podcast for Wednesday, June 8th. And I'm excited to have on someone that I just kind of like had a chance to meet a few months ago. And the more I get to know this person, the more embarrassed I get. I thought I had a lot going on. And then Macy comes in. Macy Garrick from Wasion, and she's a praise and worship leader. She runs a business. She brought cupcakes in about a half hour ago for random staff birthdays and stuff.
You mean yours? Then?
Oh, I don't know. Might have been. I forget. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of amnesia. It's that age thing of turning 47 and stuff, but people don't have to know that. Spin class folk, praise and worship folk, you're still in high school. What? And she wrote a book. How are you doing all this, Macy? Welcome to the podcast. Good morning to you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on here. Hi, Chris.
So with everything you're in the middle of, you're spin cycling and you're exercising and you've got this cupcake place that made cupcakes, which is awesome.
My kitchen.
Muy bueno. Muy bueno.
Yeah. Why, thank you.
Your kitchen or your dad's kitchen? Mom and dad's
right.
kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
What is your life about? Because you have so much. What's the focus?
My focus is just to inspire people, to help them in their relationship with Jesus, in their physical and spiritual health. I just want to make sure that they're going in the right direction. As a teenager myself, I know the pressures and the stresses of high school, and I want them to see that putting Christ in the center literally solves all your problems, and it will guide you in the right direction for the rest of your life and give you opportunities that you wouldn't even know of.
Explain.
Well, for everything you just mentioned, that would not have happened if I wasn't connected with Christ. If I did not have a relationship with Christ, if I was not focused on seeking his will for me and seeking what the next step for my life would be, none of these experiences would come. I would not have the opportunities that I've had. This book would be nothing without him. It wasn't like me saying, oh, I'm going to write a book. Like, no, that was not it at all. The reason I wrote the book was because I listened and God literally wrote through my fingers.
Well, the book is called Dear Teen. We're in this together.
That's right.
You said you wrote this during the pandemic.
I did, yes.
Kept you busy.
Yeah, I don't like not being busy. I'm not going to lie.
What I think is really intriguing about the book is there's a confidence that comes out of you. And you talk heavily about relationships and you talk heavily about friendships. And when friendships come to an end, which let's be honest, it happens to all of us.
Every season.
How do you recover?
Mm-hmm.
You explain that. You explain our identity in Christ.
That's right.
There's a confidence that comes out of your book. Where did that come from?
Experience, honestly. So I think God knew what he was doing when he gave me a mom who's a counselor. Because that girl has given me so much advice over the last, I don't know how, almost 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so throughout friendships in my life, throughout experiences, I mean, I moved schools. I had different friend groups. Friends came and go. You know, relationships came and go. I had a lot of anxiety growing up. I had a lot of health problems growing up. And so just seeing God through it all and putting him in these situations, those are the reasons why I am who I am today. From like, I think fourth grade to eighth grade, I had some serious stomach problems, GI problems. And the only reason I got through them was God, praying to him and just getting through the day knowing that he was going to find an answer. He was going to heal me. He was going to figure out what was going on, and I could get through the day because it was his strength and not mine. And I had to rely so much on his strength. So like my friendships that did not go well, I saw God through them. I saw how God used those friendships for good, how he taught me things through them. But then when he ended them, it was like I had what I needed for the next person who came in my life. So like the same thing with relationships too. And I just realized that there's so many people out there who don't see that, you know, or they don't have the influences in their life to talk through it with them and to see how God is using them. So when I was struggling and my mom and I would talk it through and we would see like, this is what God's doing. And you know what? This sucks right now, but watch what God's going to do in 3 months, 4 months, if you stay faithful to him. And so I think my motivation seriously came from like, this is what I learned. This is the stuff I've been going through. And this is how I saw God through them. And now teaching other people like how that is. And I feel so, so strongly about teenagers my age, college kids, they need to have God in their lives. Because instead, like I see so many people upset about relationships, upset about friendships, upset because they're just missing something in their life. And so I want to show them that instead of going to other things, mm-hmm. we just go to God. We need to have him centered in our life. And that's my motivation, is just like literally pouring into people, showing them that it doesn't have to be the typical teenager stereotype. It doesn't have to be.
How do you Xerox your faith over to someone else? What's the number one piece of advice for someone who's, let's say, 15, 16, 17?
Honestly, I would say youth group. Something, a group of people that will surround you in a faith. Because if you just say, here's a Bible, read it. They're not going to understand it. They're just going to feel like it's a religion. Like, oh, I have to read it. Or they're not going to understand it. Where do I start? How do I start? What does this mean? It's just going to be very confusing for them. That's the same way if I say like, okay, so I'm a big worship music person, obviously. And if I say like, okay, just listen to worship music instead of like regular music, they're going to be like, but what's it about? Like, they don't get it. So the biggest influences in our lives are the people we surround ourselves with. Mm-hmm. So I would say surrounding yourself with a Christian, with a person who's going to walk next to you and show you how to live a Christian life, or just like what it looks like to be a Christian, would be the number one step. And then all comes from that. You know what I mean?
Got it.
So then we like have that Christian group of friends, or we have that Christian mentor, maybe someone from our church just reaching out and say like, hey, like, what even is this faith? You know what I mean? Like, how do I live like this? And then they can say, hey, can I pray for you? Or, hey, do you want to do a Bible study together? Or, hey, this is a devotional. You know what I mean? Just walking them into it. But you got to surround yourself with people first.
How do you keep yourself moving in the right direction? Because a lot of us can go into churches and we can feel the emotional lift, find ourselves at the altar and be like, we're doing this, God. It's me and you. And then Monday happens. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday happens. And here comes Wednesday. And midweek service, so I was like, I'm going to skip it. How do you keep yourself focused?
Honestly, this is the same thing I would say for like my fitness people, is discipline. You have to stay disciplined. If you truly want that relationship with Christ, if you are on Sunday saying, yes, Lord, like, I hear what you're saying. I hear I need to do this. I need to pray more. I need to do that. But then Monday comes along, you're like, oh, I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. Discipline. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, when you don't feel a workout, you want to lose 10 pounds, but you're not willing to work out Monday morning. You know what I mean? It's discipline. You have to wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to set aside time to sit with the Lord. I'm going to set aside time to listen to that podcast. I'm going to set aside time to worship music. It's just discipline. It really is. And what happens with discipline is discipline becomes a habit when it's consistent. So when you start doing things and you're disciplined every day, every day, every day, shortly it's going to be a habit and you're not even going to realize that that's like your lifestyle now.
What is your core? If the reader can get one main thing, what's the one main thing in the book?
Guiding teens on how to live a life that glorifies and honors God is the main, that is my goal for the book. Now, who I wrote it for is my teens and my peers, the people who are like me, who need to see an influence that's like them. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So there's a lot of Christian books out there that are written by older women or even men. And if you look at like Christian books for teens on Amazon, all of the authors are older looking back. And so like when I would read books, I'd be like, okay, well, I get that. And that's a great point. But I feel like they don't understand where I'm coming from. So when I was writing this book and feeling just kind of like led to start, I wanted to write a book for teens from a teenager's perspective. So they know, yes, there's someone out there. There's a teenager out there who's living the life that like the same walk I'm living, except they're doing it a different way.
The more followers, the better. The difference between a friend and a social media follower. Yeah. How do you tell the two apart?
One's real, one's not. You have a friend. A friend's going to be there to stick next to you. They're going to be there to say like, hey, are you just having an off day? Let's go get coffee. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or like, let's say like one of my best friends just moved back to Germany. She was an exchange student here. And so like just being able to connect with her, you know what I mean? So like, how are you doing? Checking up on her. She checks up on me. When we have the time, we meet. It's like you make the time for each other. Whereas like social media friends, you may like their post. You may comment like, oh, you're so pretty. Because they might be like, it might be a mutual digital friendship, mm-hmm. but they're not real. And when it comes down to things, like they're not going to be the first one that's like, hey, let's go get coffee, or hey, let's go pray together. Or, like, would you like to go do this with me? It's friends need to be people who are beside you. And you can have a million Instagram followers and you will still not feel like you have a true friend if you do not have someone human next to you.
So let's talk about you a little bit. Born and raised in Wauseon, or did you move in from someplace else?
I guess the first 10 years of my life, I was in Delta. So I mean, a huge hike from Wauseon, but I went to a Catholic school for 3 years, I think, mm-hmm. like to start out. And then when my mom moved, because my mom worked in Toledo too, so we just kind of, you know, carpooled together, went to Catholic school and then came to Wauseon first grade. I don't know. One of those two. Mm-hmm. So then I've been at Wauseon ever since, but I lived in Delta for a while. So we've lived in Wauseon for 8 years now, I think.
We're on with Macy Gehrig. She's involved in praise and worship in her church.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to see her, if you haven't by now, all over Wasion. Let's talk about the Spin Cycle thing. It's kind of cool. Because,
cycle!
Yes. Because what you do reminds me a lot of Soul Cycle.
So I'm a cycle instructor. Mm-hmm. So I actually had a brain injury last September that took me away from sports. So I've been a two-sport athlete literally my whole life, mm-hmm. Involved in everything. And when that kind of shut down, because I, you know, couldn't function, I just got called to this new thing. And fitness has always been my way out. It's always been a act of worship for me. Mm-hmm. And so when I was getting better and feeling better, I just felt called to go into a fitness instructor role. You know, helping people, like I said, guiding them in their spiritual and physical faith. Want to be able to guide them spiritually and physically. So for my cycle stuff, I have been blessed to work with Pam and Chad Shipley out of Archibald at Balance Cycle and Wellness. I don't know if you know them, but yes. So I've been working there for a couple months now, and they are so sweet. And I got this call from the Lord to do a worship morning cycling. So on Tuesday mornings, we do a cycling workout, and it's like all to worship music. And then at the end, we do like little Devo. So it's been super cool because I can use use my riding ability. I can work out because I love working out. Like, it literally pumps me up, gives me life. And I can also guide people in the Lord. So it's kind of been like a total crazy. I love how God uses different experiences and places and people. Yeah,
very cool. It keeps you busy. Let's get Dad on here for a second yet, too. I'm curious. Yes. Matt, let's talk for a second.
Good morning.
She has a lot going on.
She has a very lot going on.
She has a lot going on. Where do you see her in the next 10 years? Because it's one thing for you to have a goal, Macy. I want to see what your dad has to say. Because number one, that's the look of a proud dad.
I want to see what he says, too. I'm very interested.
You never asked him?
He's probably like, dude, I don't even know at this point. Who knows what this chick's going to be doing?
We can go 5 years. We can go 10 years.
Probably like two.
Yes.
Sky's the limit. I mean, when she gets an idea going, she is all in. I think we talked about that off air where, you know, she gets an idea of, hey, I'm going to go ride a bike. Well, all of a sudden she's taken over. She's instructing people. She's leading people. She's encouraging people. And she's got the social media following. Just within like 2 days, her mind's going like, how can I make this about the Lord, but also about how we can like share it to everybody else in the world? So, you know, whatever she gets into, whether it is, you know, cupcakes, whether it is cycling, whether it's singing, anything she does, she's all in. And so whatever she gets into, she's going to be successful. I have no worries about her ever, you know, getting ahead in life or doing. She's going to find what she wants to do and take over.
We spent a lot of time talking about the difference between leaders and followers. Matt, I'll ask you first. As a parent, what advice would you give to another parent your age who has a daughter her age or maybe even younger? Maybe the parent is just kind of like, we love them, but they can do a little bit better.
So one of the things I've heard just in her having this book out, where, you know, she's guiding it towards teens, but what I found is a lot of the parents are reading it too. Mm-hmm. And it's full of scripture. I mean, there's a lot of good information for parents as well. So a lot of the feedback I'm getting is, man, I needed to read this book before I even gave it to my son or daughter, because now I've got some instruction on how they're seeing stuff so that I can relate to them, to have that conversation with them, to, you know, bring the Lord more into the conversation with the daily life of the stress and the anxiety that kids have. So, for me, I would be more having the association with God featuring people who appreciate the Lord and who hold each other accountable. That's the first step. And then having that open relationship. I think, you know, with Macy and with Gavin, my son, we've had a very open relationship where we treat them more like adults than most kids or parents treat their kids. So, I mean, we have conversations about money, relationships, a lot of good conversations about God, which, I'll be honest with you, my relationship with the Lord has grown even more since Macy's written this book. I mean, she has been, you know, when accountability is huge. When your daughter is writing books about spiritual growth and stuff, and you're looking at yourself like, oh, I need to take a step back and do a lesson myself. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good things for other parents. Put yourself in their place. Put the Lord first. And then maybe get that foundation for yourself growing in the Lord before you go to your child, so that you can have that foundation to pass on to them. But being open with God, with spiritual relationship with Him, and then with everyday life of living too, and all the different things going around the world, and to try to correlate that and have that conversation with your kids with the Lord in mind would be my advice.
You mentioned some of the headlines, Macy. Back to you. What advice are you going to give to someone else who is coming into their teen years and they question, they wonder when it deals with God's plan and purpose for them.
Ooh. I would say stay rooted. Stay disciplined. Like I talked about discipline before, stay rooted in the Lord. Stay disciplined in your faith, in acts of faith. So like I said, like reading the Bible and journaling and like writing down your prayers or like listening to those godly influences who are pouring into you. You need to be poured into. Otherwise, you're going to look around and be like, this is a disaster. Because truly, sorry, our world is a disaster. You know what I mean? Like sin comes in the world and there's so much going on. And when we really focus on the world, we get stressed, we have anxiety, and that is not from God. So we need to be educated in that so that we're, you know, like educated and we know what's going on, but we still need to make sure that our focus is on the Lord, that it's not on the things of this world, but it's on heavenly things and eternal things. And if you're coming into your teenage years, I just want to encourage you from me, from a teenager, I'm 17 years old, I promise, I know this, stay rooted because you will like grow exponentially in your faith and you will grow exponentially in your trust and your love and your influence of other people when you are connected with God.
And then reemphasize again what rooted means.
Rooted. Okay. I don't know the actual definition. Sorry. Rooted is like, okay. We talk about in the Bible, there's a verse where it's like the Lord, I am the vine and you are the branches. Okay. So if vine does not have big roots, it won't grow. If the roots are not deep, if they are not watered and have nutrients, there's going to be no fruit, no branches. Listening, just make a mental note, everyone. Following? Okay, cool. So what you have to be is you have to grow those roots. So in our spiritual walk with the Lord, we have to have roots just like the Lord is. So we have to make sure that our roots in Jesus are deep, that we're feeding it and watering it and making sure that we are staying connected to the Lord so that way we can produce those fruits of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and just the trust. You know what I mean? If I kind of fall off a little bit, because I'm not perfect. I'm not here spending 3 hours in my Bible every day, only listening to words. Like, I'm not like totally in a bubble from everything else in the world, you know, because obviously I live in here. But when you're not focusing on getting a deeper relationship with the Lord, your roots will not grow.
We're on with Macy Gehrig. She's from Wauseon Praise and Worship. Church, please.
True North Church.
Dear teen, we're in this together. It's a Christian path from one teen to another. Where do we get the book?
Okay, so you can go on Amazon. All of them are available on Amazon. I think it's like $10 right now. And if you purchase it, it'll come directly to your house, like 2-3 day shipping or whatever. But Amazon is the number one place to get it.
And then how do we track it down on social media?
All right, so I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, just Macy.Gehrig. For my worship and workout, it's literally called worship and like worship and then a letter N workout. So that's where I'm putting together like the two. So that'll be social media type vibes.
It's going to be a busy summer.
I hope.
I don't think you know how to not have a busy summer.
No, she doesn't.
Nope. Even Dad's like, nope. He said, Macy. Matt, thank you so much for joining this morning and
thank
for being part
so
of the podcast.
Much.
It was cool thank meeting you. You too, because especially after getting the introduction from Josh in Wauseon and getting a chance to you know, really understand you a little bit, because I think there's a uniqueness when you see someone who's self-motivated. Aww. And I don't know if you're really motivated by any person, but there's a motivation that you have that I think a lot of us don't have. And so if you could Xerox part of that over to the rest of us, that would be greatly appreciated. That's why you're here. So thank you for your insight. Thank you for your wisdom. And I'm excited to see where this goes in the next several years. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Macy Gehrig. Any other questions on any of that? Let us know. 419-240-1937.